Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 358, 7 Reasons Your Fat Loss Diet Isn't Working, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the authors. All right, I'm in a great mood today because Thanksgiving is done, and that means you know what's coming. The Christmas tree is up, the decorations are being put up, and so now I am ensconced in Christmas decorations, which makes me super happy. Now, if only I can get one of my cats to stop attacking the tree. And yes, I know they have sprays you can use that will repel cats from wanting to jump on the tree, but I'm telling you, my cats don't care. All right, enough of the crazy cat talk. Let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Reasons Your Fat Loss Diet Isn't Working, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. When the summer season approaches, the hottest topic on the lips of every physique-conscious individual is, without a doubt, fat loss. Dieting down for the summer months and losing that holiday weight is humdrum for those who wish to reveal their six-pack abs and look great in their bathing suits. Just the other day as I was training, I overheard some chatter amongst a few of my peers about their fat loss efforts, their routines, and how slow their fat loss attempts were going. As a result of my nosy eavesdropping, I inferred as to why they were failing miserably. After their conversation was over, here are a few ideas I would have liked to run by them. You grossly overestimate your expenditure. I'd assume this is one of the main reasons people don't lose fat as fast as they'd like to. It's not uncommon. Many ads claim that a certain exercise or type of training will burn more calories than their alternatives. While this sounds nice, walking at an incline for 1 hour is not magically going to burn hundreds of more calories than walking a similar pace on a flat surface. One thing we must realize is that our rate of perceived exertion doesn't always equate with how many calories we've burned. When I was testing out my Body Bug and later the Go Wear Fit, I'd burn about the same amount of calories during an hour of intense weight training and an hour of brisk walking. Guess which activity I was more gassed afterward? I could have continued walking another hour and burned twice as many calories while preserving my energy. It's also been noted by many using these devices that simply moving more in the form of chores, errands, and other random movement will increase daily burn substantially. I'd say the number one reason people fail in this area is by rewarding themselves after a workout they perceived as being very intense and then hitting up the local Dairy Queen for a large chocolate shake. You suck at tracking calories. If you aren't familiar with tracking your intake accurately, this is an instance when someone who is following a diet with a perceived deficit is often eating at maintenance, or worse, over maintenance. Take the active female with a maintenance intake of 2,500 calories per day. She's eating a diet rich in fruit, nut butters, and lean protein. The problem is that she uses a rounded tablespoon when portioning her peanut butter or that she relies on the caloric content of an average-sized piece of fruit instead of actually weighing out each portion. As it turns out, the perceived intake of 1,900 to 2,000 calories per day is actually 2,500 calories. She gets discouraged and frustrated because now, to her, dieting doesn't work. It's just a matter of getting things right from the start. It comes down to accurately tracking your intake. You believe all the hype. You know, all the hype on television and the internet about miracle workout programs and quick fixes. On some late night ads, we often hear and see many drastic transformations. Our ears lift as we hear how someone dropped 8 dress sizes in only 14 days. The problem with the hype is that it's just that, hype. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Dropping 20 pounds of body fat is going to take a lot longer than 2 weeks, and depending on the individual, it could take anywhere up to 20 weeks. You rely on supplements. This could fall into the hype category, but I wanted to highlight this one by itself. No supplement will ever replace busting work. The only ones that do replace some of the hard work are certain pharmaceuticals, but even when taking those, the diet still requires some effort and attention to detail. Many supplements have outrageous claims, stating they will burn fat 10 times faster than diet alone, or that they will keep you from storing certain macronutrients such as fat or carbohydrate. Most of these are made to sell, are often overpriced, and sometimes even dangerous for certain individuals. You subscribe to false dogma. Many, even to this day, still believe in the meal frequency myth. You know, it's the statement that multiple meals throughout the day will stoke the metabolic fire. Of course, we now know through research and through anecdotal evidence, my personal testing with meal frequency, is that this idea is simply false. Then we have the cliche, no pain, no gain. It's common for folks, especially when dieting, to absolutely annihilate themselves during training because to them, harder or more is always better. It's just not true and is an easy way to burn out, get injured, and in turn, get suboptimal results. You have entire free days. One thing I overheard the two discussing that stood out to me the most was the fact that the one who was having lots of trouble losing fat was having entire cheat days. Their 6 days of moderate dieting and overexercising was completely stamped out due to their Sunday afternoon brunch at the local Cracker Barrel and the night out eating pizza and ice cream. Weeks and even months of dieting can pass by with no results to speak of due to such practices. I'd rather have one or two regular free meals incorporated into their diet or a structured refeed every once in a while to maintain some sanity as opposed to completely undoing their progress for one day of gluttony. You're too rigid. The final and often biggest issue for people whose fat loss diets are not working is due to their approach and mindset. For these folks, rigidity consists of being too strict with their food choices, meal timing, exercise routine, and their attempts to make everything perfect. For many, it's the all or nothing approach in which they feel that one slip up will ruin all aspects of their diet and hard work. This is sometimes followed up by thoughts of inadequacy for not, quote, sticking to their plan. Such tragic thoughts can lead to periods of carelessness where they go completely off their diet, and some even have binge episodes simply because they didn't allow themselves to be human and mess up every once in a while. Guess what? Life isn't always going to be perfect, and your diet sure as hell isn't going to be perfect either. Learn to accept and deal with it. Once you learn to have a more relaxed approach, things will become much easier, I promise. Stop trying to control everything and just let go. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Reasons Your Fat Loss Diet Isn't Working by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, I agree with JC that we are horrible at estimating how many calories we burn, and we're horrible at estimating how many calories we take in. Now, when we think about what is weight loss and weight maintenance all about, it's about those two things, how many calories you take in versus how many calories you burn. And if we suck at both of those things, guess what? We're probably not going to be so great at losing weight on our own. Now, don't get me wrong. There are ways to more accurately test how many calories you burn in a day, but that requires you go to a lab with some special fitness equipment to measure that. Your local university probably has it, but they're going to charge you an arm and a leg to get it done. And then when it comes to tracking your calories, yes, there are 100 different apps that you could use, but not all of them are accurate. And there's no equipment that I know of that will tell you what happens when you overeat. Is it going to get converted to fat? Are you going to excrete those extra calories somehow? What's going to happen? We still don't know. So the best you can do is, of course, follow a meal plan that suits your lifestyle, that's fairly balanced, incorporates fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and healthy fats like unsaturated fats, and stay consistent, and find some exercises that incorporate some resistance training and some cardiovascular activity, maybe some stretching like yoga, and stay consistent. Then as you continue to feel comfortable with these routines, notice how your clothes are fitting. If the waistline is starting to expand, well, you're probably consuming too many calories. If, however, your shirt and your pants, especially around the waist, are feeling loose, you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. And especially if you're doing resistance training, don't stare at the number on the scale so much. Again, see how your clothes are fitting. Where does it feel more tight? Where does it feel more loose? And again, if it's around the hips or the waist, if it's more loose there, you're doing something right. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with two posts from regular contributor Roger Lawson. So definitely come back for that, where your optimal life awaits.